From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Michelle Norris. And once again, we turn to Cairo and two serious human rights issues highlighted in the events of the past weeks. Today, we'll hear about arbitrary detentions in Egypt and first about the widespread problem of sexual assault. A violent attack on CBS correspondent Lara Logan last week was a high-profile example of that. According to one report by a women's rights group, 80% of Egyptian women and 90% of foreign women visiting the country have been sexually harassed. The former government did little to stem the problem. Egyptian women hope the revolution will change that, as we hear from NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro.
Type in harassment Egypt on YouTube and dozens of videos showing women being mauled will pop up. In this particular incident, a mob of men rips the clothes off a woman. It's horrific and terrifying. In another nasty incident in 2006, during the Muslim Feast of Eid, gangs of men rampaged through downtown Cairo, assaulting any woman who came near them, whether veiled or not. While mob violence like this is not the norm, sexual harassment here is an everyday occurrence, and every woman has her own personal story to tell. Hania Shalemi was walking home one night after teaching a late class.
And someone just grabbed me, grabbed my breasts, and I fought my way out, and I swore madly and screamed at him. So he ran. He actually ran away. But no one did anything. I cried and cried and cried all the way home.
Shalemi is a professor of gender studies at the American University in Cairo. She says harassment is now endemic here.
I also find that many veiled women get harassed and many little girls get harassed and people who are not particularly hot get harassed. So yes, I think it has more to do with denigrating femininity in whatever guise.
My name is Mohamed Safi. I'm the spokesperson for harassmap.org, which is an initiative that was kicked off here in Egypt in 2010.
The idea behind the project, says Safi, is to allow women to report where and how they've been harassed so that other women can avoid those areas. The website has a map with red circles around the neighborhoods where women are most at risk.
We've defined them into different sort of levels of harassment, everything from catcalling to actual physical abuse.
Safi says harassment of women is a huge problem in Egypt, and the reason is twofold.
The Arab world is a male-dominated society. You can imagine if you mix a male-dominated society with an oppressive way of life for the past 30 years, that's not going to garner good results in the field of women's rights.
Activists say attacks on women have been encouraged by the culture of impunity that has existed for many years here. The Mubarak regime did little to punish perpetrators, and the victims, because of the stigma, often stayed silent. Women are hoping that will now change. A unique aspect of this revolution was that women participated in huge numbers. They slept in Tahrir Square and marched alongside their male counterparts. They say harassment was rare during that period.
The appearance of women, unveiled women and veiled women all together, Christians, Muslims, everyone, I think it made a sense of this is a popular movement and these are the ordinary citizens. It was extremely inspiring not only for women, but it was empowering for the whole society.
Dadi Khalifa is a human rights activist. She says Egyptian women are trying to preserve that sense of respect that briefly flowered here.
I think this whole sense of awakening will just spread all over in all fields, and hopefully in gender rights as well.
Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, Cairo.